Good evening, dreamers. Tonight, we're diving into the magical world of bedtime stories, those wonderful little adventures that lull us to sleep while sparking our imagination. But today, we're retelling an old classic with a brand new twist. You might recognize the tale of Little Red Riding Hood, but tonight, the Sleepy Woods hold secrets that will surprise even the sharpest listeners. So snuggle up and let's begin. Once upon a time, in a quiet little village, there lived a girl named Red. She always wore her favorite crimson cloak and loved bringing cheer to everyone she met. One sunny morning, her mother handed her a basket filled with goodies. "Take these to Grandma," her mother said. "But remember, stick to the path through the woods." The forest was alive with the sounds of chirping birds and rustling leaves. Red hummed a tune as she walked, the basket swinging in her hand. But something felt different. The shadows seemed to move just a little too quickly, and the wind whispered secrets she couldn't quite catch. Suddenly, a figure appeared ahead on the path. It was the big bad wolf, or so Red thought. "Good morning, little one," the wolf greeted, his voice unusually cheerful. Red hesitated. Wasn't he supposed to be sneaky and mean? "Morning, Mr. Wolf," she replied cautiously. The wolf didn't seem interested in her basket or her destination. Instead, he chatted about the weather, the flowers, and even a funny joke he'd heard. As they talked, Red noticed something odd. The wolf's tail glowed faintly, like the tip of a firefly. Shrugging it off as a trick of the light, she continued on her way. But as she neared Grandma's house, the forest began to change. The trees whispered louder, the path seemed to twist and turn, and strange markings appeared on the ground. When Red finally reached the little cottage, she found the door ajar. She stepped inside cautiously. "Grandma," she called. Instead of Grandma lying in bed or the wolf pretending to be her, Red was greeted by a council of animals. The wolf sat at the head of the table, wearing glasses and holding a clipboard. "Ah, Red, we've been expecting you," he said with a grin.
"Expecting me?"
Red asked, bewildered.
"Yes,"
said a rabbit, adjusting his tiny spectacles. "This forest isn't just any forest, it's enchanted. And you, Red, have been chosen to lead the Council of the Woods." It turned out that Red's kindness and bravery on her journey had been a secret test. The glowing markings, the shifting paths, and even the wolf's odd behavior were all part of the challenge. "But what about Grandma?" Red asked. "She's fine," the wolf reassured her. "In fact, she helped plan this whole thing. She thought you'd make a wonderful leader." Red couldn't believe her ears.